There are almost 3 million breast cancer survivors here in America. And today, as we begin Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we honor them by hearing their stories and sharing their hope. They are, of course, our sisters, our moms, co-workers, our friends. And we at WTOP are very proud of a survivor who is one of our own.
I was shocked. And the first thing that comes to your mind is, I don't want to die. I don't want to die.
WTOP's Lori London was diagnosed with breast cancer in May 2012.
You just go to the worst place probably in your head because the word cancer is just terrifying.
It seemed to come on so suddenly with no warning, and nothing would ever be the same.
All of a sudden someone says there's something growing in you that could kill you.
She made it through surgery, chemo, and radiation, and along the way she learned.
You just don't realize how precious your life is.
Lori London found strength she never knew she had.
What else can you do? Curl up in a little ball and just give in to this monster?
She also found
there's hope. There's hope.
Absolutely. There's more hope.
Dr. Claudine Isaacs is a breast cancer specialist at the Lombardi Comprehensive Cancer Center.
Overall, it's clear that we've made a tremendous amount of headway over the last number of years.
There have been advances in detection and treatment, including the rise of genetic testing.
The genetic landscape is the one that I think has changed the most rapidly, and I think that landscape is sort of changing under our feet.
Labs can now isolate mutated genes that carry an increased risk of breast cancer when detected early in one woman.
We can do something for her, and we can also offer life-saving interventions to her healthy, at-risk family members.
Isaac says she's inspired by all the women who have faced down the disease.
Amazing women, amazing, brave women.
And for those just getting the dreaded news, Lori London offers these words.
You are so not alone, and we are all here with our collective arms wrapped around you.
Her energy is returning roughly 6 months after her last chemo, and her straight hair has grown out in luscious curls. Different, and yet a sign of a new start.
When you hear the words, you have breast cancer, it doesn't mean your life is over. In some ways, your life could just be beginning.
Paula Wolfson, WTOP News.
Great story.